Recorded Books and One Click Digital present Showdown at Gun Hill by Ralph Cotton. Narrated by George Waddell. Part 1. Chapter 1. Big Silver, the Arizona Badlands. At first light, Arizona Territory Ranger Sam Burrock followed a series of pistol shots the last mile into town. The shots came spaced apart as if offered by some wild-eyed orator who used a gun to drive home the points of his raging soliloquy. Sensing no great urgency in the shot, Sam had circled wide of the town limits and ridden in from the south, keeping his copper Black Point dun at an easy gallop. At his side, he led a spare horse on a short rope. Being familiar with the position of the town, he knew if he'd followed the main trail into Big Silver at this time of morning, he would have ridden face-first into the rising sunlight. Not a wise move under the circumstances. Never a wise move, he reminded himself, given his line of work. His line of work. A Winchester repeating rifle stood in its saddle boot. His bone-handled Colt stood holstered on his hip, hidden by his duster, but close to his right hand. Necessary tools for his line of work. A block ahead of him, another pistol shot rang out in the still air, the fourth, he noted to himself. Along the street, townsfolk who had scrambled for cover a few minutes earlier when the shooting began now looked out at the ranger from behind shipping crates, firewood, and anything else sufficient to stop a bullet. "He's in his office, Ranger," a nervous townsman's voice called out from a recessed doorway. "Thank God you're here," a woman's voice put in. "Please don't hurt him."
"Heard him, huh?" another voice shouted. "Shoot that drunken son of a—"
His words stopped short under the roar of a fifth gunshot.
"Everybody keep back out of sight," the ranger called out.
He veered his dun into the mouth of an alleyway for safety's sake and stepped down from his saddle. The big dun grumbled and pawed its hoof at the dirt, yet Sam noted that the animal showed no signs of being spooked or otherwise thrown off by the sound of gunfire.
"Good boy," he said to the dun, rubbing its muzzle. The spare horse sidled close to the dun. As Sam spun the dun's reins and the spare's lead rope around a post, a townsman dressed in a clerk's apron hurried into the alley and collapsed back against the wall of a building.
"Man, are we glad to see you, Ranger," he said. "Didn't expect anybody to show up so soon."
"Glad I can help," was all Sam replied. He didn't bother explaining that he'd been headed to Big Silver to begin with, or that he'd ridden all night from Dunston, another hillside mining town some 30 miles back along the Mexican border. As soon as the telegram arrived, Sam had gathered his dun and the spare horse and headed out. He'd made sure both horses were well-grained and watered. He'd eaten his dinner in the saddle from a small canvas bag made up at Dunston's only restaurant. "Good eatin'," he could still hear the old Dutch cook say, handing him the bag. He drew the Winchester from its boot and checked it. Hopefully he wouldn't need it. "But you never know," he told himself.
"Say, Ranger," said the man in the clerk's apron, eyeing the Winchester, "you're not going in there alone, are you?"
"Yep," Sam said. He started to take a step out onto the empty street.
"Because I can get half the men in this town to arm up and go with you," the man said.
Sam just looked at him. The man looked embarrassed.
"All right," he said, red-faced. "Why didn't we do that to begin with? Is that what you're wondering? The fact is, we didn't know what to do with a situation like this."
He gestured a nervous hand in the direction of the gunfire.
"He claimed he's a wolf. Threatened to rip somebody's heart out if we didn't all do like he told us."
"A wolf," the ranger said flatly, looking off along the street. He took a breath.
"That's right, a wolf," the man said, even though Sam hadn't posed his words as a question. "Can you beat that?"
"It wasn't their hearts he said he'd rip out," another townsman said, cowering back into the alley.
"It was their throats."
He gripped a hand beneath his bearded chin and stared at Sam, wide-eyed with fear.
"It was their heart, Oscar," the man in the clerk's apron said. "I ought to know what I heard."
"Throat,"
the old man insisted in a lowered voice as he cowered farther back. Sam looked all around. The alley had started to fill with people pouring into it from behind the row of buildings along the main street. Another shot rang out. People ducked instinctively.